done.
Yeah. Now, what was that?
They called it chopping cotton. They put it with holes and chopped the weeds out, I would reckon.
Do they call that here, too?
No, they ain't nobody ever raised any cotton in here for market. They just raised it for their own use, you know.
I see.
And they'd have to gather that stuff, you know, and then pick the seeds out of it overnight. Take them old batting cards like I was telling you about yesterday and make them into bats and put them into quilts.
What kind of weeds were there? What are some of the worst kind of weeds you have to deal with out here?
Crabgrass, it's just a thing that'll grow if you manure a land too good. It'll just take your gardens or whatever you've got. Another mean weed, it ain't so bad in this country, but it's all over the lower end of Sevier County, a lot of it in Wairsco. It's what they call Johnson grass. It's a thing that'll grow up and seed out, and the first thing you know, a field's covered up. Can't get rid of it. But there's different kind of weeds that'll give you trouble. Used to, people had a lot of trouble with ragweeds. They're about to play dial. Used to, there's a stuff that'd get down here in your field and call a sheep sorrel. It was just stuff that matted. You couldn't hardly get rid of it till people got the lime in their land and fertilizing it and getting the grass to grow so rank that it choked it out. You don't ever see none of it anymore.
Is there any of that kind of looks like clover that grows just flat along the ground? Do you have a name for that stuff?
Well, there's a lot of things like that. I don't know.
It grows especially where there's a lot of water. Now, where it's damp, where the water, where the
you wouldn't call that water creases, would you?
Maybe so.
Huh?
That might be. There's some stuff in Georgia called Bouncing Betty, and I just wondered.
And I never did hear tell of that. It might be the same thing here called something else.
That's the kind of stuff that you can get rid of that with lime, too, if there's.
Well, we ain't, as I know, I've got anything like that. I don't know if we bother here a lot with somebody to put these old water cresses in there. We can't get rid of them. They take roots down in the mud, you know. And clean your spring branch out two or three times a year.
How is your farm laid out now in terms of the fields?
Well, it was laid out just sort of the way it come to handiest, you know. It'd be like a field over yonder, 5 or 6 acres in it, on that side of the road, and over here that'd be one with that much. And get on down the bottom lands down here. My land goes for a mile from one end to the other. You'd be in 40-acre fields down there.
Your farm is a mile long.
Right about it. Well, you'd have to go around the road. It wouldn't be quite that to go straight through.
Is it on either side of the road?
On both sides. Till you get on down yonder, and then it stops, and mine's on the other side. It's on both sides of the road till you get out through that patch of woods down. Then it goes on, and every field's got water in every field.
How big is that patch of woods you talked about? Is that?
Yeah, right up here, the patch got about 2 acres in it. And over here on the hill, I used to have 60 acres over yonder in timberland. I sold it several years ago. Couldn't be a mile away from home. People mistreated me over there. I'd cut my stuff and haul it out. Lightning would strike the trees and kill them. And first thing you know, you had to go over and cut out a great big boundary of pine trees to get shed of the worms. Then I've got some over here, back on my son-in-law was there. There's two parts of that woods. I guess it's 3 or 4 acres of all of them. Ain't much timber in this country anymore. Ain't good timber up here. White oak and big black oak. Ain't big trees up where you can make boards out of them.
I was interested make a difference between a field and a patch. Is there any sharp?
Well, the field a big piece of ground, and the patch maybe a half acre, maybe an acre, maybe less. About a certain patch. We used to have a garden there, a half acre. We'd never call it a patch, we'd call it the garden. Well, a patch, I know what you mean, what you're talking about. A patch is a little place out there somewhere or another you've got cleaned up for certain things, you know. Call it a turnip patch. Bean patch or stater patch or something.
Patch usually has only one crop in it at a time.
Yeah, just a little something like that.
But if it were as big as, say, 3 acres, you'd probably call it a field.
Yeah, call it a field. Yeah.